agenda.
All right.
Here.
All right.
So very good. All right. Before we begin, I invite everyone and compel no one to join me in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, today we have new business, 34 North Ridge Road. We don't have it on the agenda, but we'll add that. I'm going to add that number 7 before motion to adjourn. 5.5, approved minutes.
Okay.
All good with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And
so what's with the 34 North Ridge? What is our issue with that?
I'm in business. I think they just want to go to a public hearing. Shimmy,
would you like to
make
your presentation? Please state your name and who you represent.
My name is Shimon Glandauer. I live on 16 South Ridge Road, Pomona, New York. I'm here to represent the applicant, which is Congregation of the Heights, Chabad of the Heights. 34 North Ridge Road. 34 North Ridge in the past had gathered approvals for a house of a special permit of house of worship. We all know what happened to the place burned down. And whatever happened from then until now, it is what it is. So I'm here to represent them. As we all know, I mean, the tent is going down, the property is being cleaned up. And I'm here to represent that, to seek for the special permit for the new building that's going to be built on the property for a house of worship.
You said we already gave a permit?
Initially, before the building burned down.
This is new.
This is new, This is new.
But it's under construction, because I was up there yesterday. It's not a tent, it's under construction. It was a tent,
they took down the tent, now we have to take out the floor of the tent.
They're removing it.
I'm saying the
building is under construction. It's a long, relatively narrow to the length.
There's a wooden floor.
Oh, okay.
And there was a tent over there. Yeah. So, what changed from the application when we came in is number of the actual footprint of the building did not change. They took out the cellar, the sub basement. They took out the calculation of the gross floor area now is 8,838. Permitted is up to 10,000 square foot on a property like that. As going through the code for a special permit of a house of worship. We comply. I mean, I'm not going to go through every detail of the code, which I gave in on the matter. But
well, you might review it anyway, just to refresh everyone.
Just out of curiosity, at this time, how many families are in your congregation that will be worshiping there?
How many families?
Approximately, how many families will be?
Approximately, at this point, they have, in the range of about 40 to 50 families.
Just, ballpark figure.
What is the number?
40 to 50 families.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So the property is approximately 45,477 square foot. Parking provided is 29 parking. And the main sanctuary floor has approximately 225 seats. We gave it 225 seats. The minimum lot area for that's permitted for a house of worship is 32,670, and provided is 45,477. The frontage, minimum frontage for the property is 100. Is 100, and we provided. And we provided. And we provided a frontage of 400 foot of street frontage on Overlook plus Northridge. It's a corner property. The structure meets all the fire code, building codes, the height of the building it doesn't succeed more than 35 feet, and the parking, the amount of parking that we need is one parking for every 200 square foot of the floor of the main room, so. We need 15 parking. We provided 29 parking to take off the stress of the road, that more people should park on the actual what? Property.
Well, yeah. People complain.
Yeah, because it's a narrow, windy road.
Yeah.
The FAR is a lot. The allowance of the FAR is 0.25, and we provided 0.19.5. The maximum building height is 35, and we are at the 35. Lot coverage is at the allowance is 50, and we are at 46.5. So based on the code, all the requirements that is needed for a special house for a special permit for a house of worship is compliance with all the rules and regulations. So I'm here to ask the board to send us to the public, to open it to the public for the next public hearing.
Agree.
Could you show us, you have the picture in the back, so everyone can see. Put that up, and let's hear from the board, questions from, let's put the picture up.
Because what I was seeing was a very long, relatively narrow, white building. Didn't look anything like that.
Yeah. So let's look at that, and then let's hear questions from the board members, and then let's hear.
So that's the front?
This is the front, yeah.
And that's facing Northridge. That's facing Northridge.
This is facing.
But this is the back.
What do you mean?
This is from the parking lot, right?
No, this is facing Overlook.
They do have like a strip of parking
this is
in,
facing
the front,
Overlook,
in the front, as well as on either side.
And this is facing Northridge. This piece is facing Northridge, and this piece is facing Overlook.
And so that's the side. What he's showing.
Yes, this is the side.
That's the side, and the parking is over here.
Parking, there's a strip in the front, and on
there's strip on the two sides.
One at a time and loudly so we can hear for the recording.
All right, when I went there yesterday, as of now, it's a long, relatively narrow, in width, white building.
Yeah.
And you could see that there is a strip of parking that'll be in the front and on either side. In the back, there's a steep slope running along the entire back of the building that it looks you're going to have to dig that all out to push back to make room for parking in the back of the temple.
There's no parking on the back. There's only a road. So the parking, this is North Ridge.
Right.
And this is the overlook.
Okay.
So there's an entrance in, parking on the side.
Right.
Parking side. Mm-hmm. There is a roadway that is connecting from this parking to this parking as.
Oh, so it's just like a driveway.
It's a driveway, okay. Yeah. So this is basically a hill down. Because this is where there is a big rise.
I was going to say there's a very steep slope that runs along the back.
So that's just the road to connect the two parking. Initially, it was not connected, but the village inspector wanted it to be.
Yeah, ease
and out. So we connected it. So there's a partial parking on this side, partial parking on this side.
Just out of curiosity, when you look at it from the road, now, granted, it's not the finished building. I said to myself, with all this land, why did they build so close to the road? You could have pushed it back further, although chances are you probably didn't want to excavate all the land that was sloping down to where the building is now.
Yeah, no, so the frontage to North Ridge is to this piece, to this bump out,
right,
which is just the cover, is 27 feet.
As I said, it's a long
building,
and when you look at it from, when you stand on the curb of North Ridge, I thought, for such a long building, why didn't they push it further back in the property? That's all I'm saying.
The more you push it back, the more
you'd have to excavate.
There's a huge rock over there sitting in the back. The more you go into it, the more you have to disturb. And the idea was the less to hammer and
dynamite.
Let's try to keep it as minimum as possible from bothering anyone.
Okay. So the building that's there now, that is a temporary building.
It's a tent that they are in the middle of.
Well, it's not a tent, it's an actual building.
No, it was a tent.
It was a tent just with a wooden floor.
Wooden floor.
I saw it. I also
wanted
to.
Oh, really? Because
yeah.
To me,
I mean,
it had square. It doesn't look like.
It's only a wooden floor.
Yeah.
That they had, like a stage.
Stage.
They
built
a wooden floor, and then they had a tent.
But this didn't look like a tent. It looked like a rectangular, long rectangular building, that was white.
No, they moved that. The white is a tent. That That was like.
All right. So it's not
tent.
Like a tent, but.
More like of a commercial.
Like a building
tent.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I understand what this looks like. I think we should. I'm ready to discuss comments from the village engineer as well as comments from the Nelson Pope.
Yes.
Everyone agree?
Any other questions, comments from the board members before we hear from the engineer?
No.
Planner, attorney.
We're good.
Okay.
Okay. Our comments are here preliminary, since this was just a preliminary plan. We only had a site plan as well as the landscaping plan. So,
could you speak up, please?
Comments are pretty general. Stuart Stroh, does he have any issues with the comments?
I went through. I got it not too long ago. I went through all the comments. All the comments makes a lot of sense, and it will be developed in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, these are pretty.
I'd like to hear the comments.
What kind of comments did you get?
Let's hear the comments and let's hear your response to the comments.
Chairman,
do
you have? Here,
Do you want me to go?
I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, please.
The S1, the applicant shall provide a full set of design plans, including grading, drainage, soil erosion, sediment control, landscaping, lighting, utilities, details, etc. Pretty much, right now we only have two sheets of plans, so the full set of plans.
It's not buildable plans yet.
To provide properties and zones within 500 feet of the property and the vicinity map. 3, provide standard site plan notes. 4, provide notes that the curving along North Ridge Road and overall approach shall be replaced if found in poor construction. 5, provide radius curves at the entrance from overall road. 6, a sidewalk from overall road will separate pedestrian traffic from vehicle traffic when entering on that side of the site. Seven, and the on-site curb should be granite block curb. Eight, provide fire truck turning templates entering the site from both streets. Nine, provide site distance at both exits. Ten, incorporate a landscape berm for the green giant along the west property line. 11, the proposed lighting shall not exceed 3000 Kelvin. Add that note on the plan. 12, provide a time to be determined by the board when parking lot lighting shall be shut off. And the last one, 13, shows no storage on the landscaping plan. These are all
standard, standard which will be which will be provided.
What about S12? Provide a time to be determined by the board when parking lighting shall be shut off. We should probably discuss that now, so.
No.
Is that visible?
No,
that
what? Do they have to provide that? He's asking them to provide that. So we need to.
Have we ever done that in the past?
Give advisement. No, I've never seen
that. Yeah, I've never seen
we
that.
We did with the, I believe, when there was an issue with the
Hindu temple.
But, you mean, right. I see, because you want him to put it on a plan. Good point. Yes.
Yeah, he's going we don't want him to, okay. He's coming back, and this is going to be a comment to say, hey, we got to.
Yeah, because it's in the middle of a residential, among all the houses, it's a development, whereas the Hindu temple, for the most part, was off to the side of any other houses.
Yes.
So it didn't impact anybody.
Yes. And I imagine at the public hearing, we make sure that we have the notices up in advance so that we I'm sure some of the neighbors may have input, whatever, before the board decides is going to be at this time. Make sure that we hear from all the neighbors if they are amenable to that. Yeah.
Yeah, we can wait to discuss that. Next time.
Well, does anyone
whatever
have any
whatever.
Idea? I mean,
we can do it. Might as well. Let's do it now. Like this is going to be on by the public.
I would say that makes the most sense. Yes.
And now it's quiet.
Right. Yes.
Should be having. Is there a planned social hall here?
Planned social hall. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So take that into consideration.
No, it's not a social hall. You're not allowed to have. It's not a social hall to rent out for stuff.
I understand.
It's for the congregation.
For the congregation. But somebody might be there. Past 7 o'clock at night, so to speak.
This might sound like a silly question. Will they be having like Sunday school or Hebrew school?
No school.
Okay. I figured with the name of Chabad there. They already know more than what's taught at most temples.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to agree so quickly.
No, because I know that I'm pretty old. I'm working it on both sides to make sure to maintain the village nice and clean.
What time would the last service or whatever's being held there be done?
Look, at this point, they don't use it during the week too much to begin with.
Okay.
But it's more like protect because you never know tomorrow, they will.
Okay, understand that.
Yeah,
makes sense.
So it's
feeling
not,
sure.
I think, thinking of it, it's not so much when the all light should go off, the main light should go off. They should be able
it's just parking lot.
Yeah,
that would impact the residential area.
So let's say when is a time when people don't like the light shining in? 10 o'clock. Then 10 o'clock it is. The big lights. They still have some lights there, which is a hazard, but at least not the lights that shine through the neighbors.
Right, and the lights should be. They'll be all specified
shielded.
In your plan.
Yeah.
Shielded. Because there was an issue previously, for instance, with the Hindu temple, the shielding that doesn't bleed into the neighbors and so on.
Yeah, I'm fine with 10 o'clock. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if anyone else has any.
I have no idea. I like to worship, till 3 a.m.
That's going to be down the road.
So, but we definitely need input from the neighbors.
Yeah.
We'll get the input. But you're thinking 10, doesn't sound unreasonable.
It's not reasonable.
No, it sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
But are we looking at 1 month, 2 months, for to allow the neighbors to get information?
Well, we need to send a notice out before.
Right.
Yeah, there should be at least one or two
months.
I think if I remember correctly, the village code requires 10 days prior. It doesn't have to be 10 business days. It just mm-hmm. has to be 10 days prior to the hearing.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we set up one
yeah.
and then see what the public response is. If
yes.
there's two people
yeah.
that show up, we don't need another
That's
one.
Right.
Yeah.
If there's 150, then
right.
we do.
Well, the question is, are they aware of what is coming? You know, I mean.
Well, I think you have to send out notice.
Right, but I'm just saying, for people that live in that area, are they aware?
No, you have to notify them.
Yeah.
You're required by
yeah,
I think, certified mail,
no,
right?
No, I realize that. I'm just saying,
mail.
They're living there. Are they aware that this is going to be a large
temple? The neighbors, I believe, individually get notices in the mail, correct?
500
feet. 500
feet.
So they get...
Plus there's signs going,
two signs that have to be one on the entrance of the property and the other one on the main entrance of the road.
Okay.
Then there is a newspaper ad that has
yes.
to be published.
But also the individual neighbors there get mailed notices, correct?
Right.
Right.
So
yes,
it says tripartite, it's
before.
All good. All good. Okay.
Okay.
The chairman is good.
What about any other? Now, the attorney sent comments, I believe.
Yes.
Just before you move to the attorney.
But we didn't get them printed, right?
The planner's comments. If
there
were.
No,
were they printed?
Yeah, I put on everyone's. I didn't go through them.
Chair, we don't see any attorney's comments.
Yeah, I don't see those.
I also don't.
I
are we sure they
said?
I don't
receive attorney comments. I don't recall receiving attorney comments prior to the meeting.
Got it. I did not receive them.
Okay. So what are you looking from the board today?
To move us to the...
To move to a public hearing for next month.
Are you going to have enough information to give to the public by then?
Yeah.
Okay.
What information would we want to make sure that we have for the public hearing?
So I think to start with, the planner has a lot of comments. If we go through the planners, a lot of comments on, seems like basic stuff, like provide basic stuff. I think so long as you come to the, you know, make sure to come to the public hearing and address those.
So if you go through these comments, you go through the comments from the engineer, it's pretty much aligned.
Okay.
There's a few comments that was from the past that was not satisfied, which... Basically, I went through all the comments and...
There's some big ones. There's a retaining wall. It's going to be addressed by
yeah, I'm going to give the retaining wall. The engineering for the retaining wall, no, that's going to be by permit.
What's that in the back?
They
want details. Just the details of the retaining wall.
Yeah, like
not
what
the
kind of retaining
yeah.
wall, what's it
not
made
the,
of,
not
how
the,
cool.
Not the
No, there's engineering. There's also one of the comments about engineering that we do before permitting.
I guess just make sure that this is
all covered.
This is all these comments over here. I went through it, and I mean, I don't see
a lot of it was addressed and whatever. Yeah,
no,
it's very basic.
I don't see anything sticking out that it's a problem to address.
No, I agree. Just. If you're gonna have, if we're gonna have a public hearing, all this should be.
We
want to
give them as much
information
as possible.
Everything will be addressed, and if not, I'm gonna bring them to postpone it for the next month.
Well, yeah. Notice too that you know a lot of the comment they're very detailed, and where the comment remains between 9/2025 and 4/26, you know that if you go down your checklist, make sure that the past comments that still haven't been addressed are addressed first.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
Like I said, it would probably be addressed had I had these comments what happened from before. It would be addressed for tonight, but I didn't have it. I just got it.
It's okay that it's not addressed tonight. Just make sure. Yeah,
we're just making you aware.
Correct.
It would be addressed.
Right. You think you can do this between now and the public hearing?
Yeah.
Based on these comments, I spoke to Stu before. Probably he can have it ready in a week, approximately a week.
Because the people living there, I mean, you're speaking as a typical homeowner, even though I don't live in that development, their homes are the most expensive of their financial obligations in their lives. And they're going to want to know anything and everything that could impact them and the value of their homes and what will impact what they have now versus what they might have 5 years from now. So be prepared for a lot of questions and issues that are raised. Because I think you would feel the same way if you were going to be living right next door to
a large
temple. So for me,
living next door, what's going on in that place for the last 3-4 years, I don't know how long has it been going over there, I'll be very satisfied. Put up a nice, comfortable, good-looking building and take all the garbage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And stop it with no parking, with gas things outside, with, clean me up the property, put in landscaping, put up a building, I'll be more than happy.
Right, but I'm just saying, speaking for people that own homes there, whether they're religious or not, they're going to want to know how it's going to impact them and their lives. And their community and neighborhood.
Right. For instance, one thing, the houses of worship so far. I look, for instance, down at Rabbi Weber's, which is a block and a half from my street. That it's a house. That house was there before it became a house of worship. This looks like you're building a temple.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like a house of worship. It looks like a temple. And the special law, the reason why we went to such lengths to get a house of worship, procedure in the village, so that we allow houses of worship, but they need to comply with regulations, so that everyone's happy. But on the face of it, you should be prepared. You know, this is, somebody may say, this is a temple, not a house of worship.
Right.
So, and I think that's a real issue, because the house of worship isn't designed for to build temples. So I would be aware of that, and I would think about that. And
What's the difference?
Well, the houses of worship is designed, if you remember from the original letter that I wrote about it, was because there's this, there are temples. You can build a temple.
Right.
The idea of houses of worship was for smaller groups who are not going to a temple.
It's in their homes.
So it's in their homes.
Right.
That was the original intent of it. So this is treading on,
iffy,
It's iffy, because the original intent of all that was you have a house, you would turn your house into a house of worship. I think you need to just be aware of that, and
people are going to have a lot of questions. There's one thing, even if you're religious and you go to temple, whether it's every day or for Shabbos and the holidays, there's a difference in how they feel. There's one difference of them walking to temple and going to services versus having a very large temple as their immediate neighbor. And you have to respect that on what their concerns will be. Because it is, I hate to say it, for lack of a better word, it is an intrusion to have such a large complex going into a housing development.
Understood.
All right.
Any other thoughts about this issue?
No, I don't think so.
No. We've covered most of it.
I don't think so. I just comment on what the chair and Donna were saying before. I think that the way the amendments were made to the to the law office. We had the community house of, we had a neighborhood house of worship, I think it was, which is what you were referencing. Less, I think it had to be a house and less than 49 people. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was restrictive, which mm-hmm. is why they put this together. But I hear your point. You know, we need to be respectful. We need to, it needs to be, it needs to be with you or me.
Right. Any thoughts about this from the attorney?
Not at this time. I think that the main issue is just getting the comments from the planner and the engineer addressed.
Mm-hmm.
The next public hearing.
Yeah, perhaps it would be good to have those comments addressed before the meeting, so that we have, you know, now that we
so
have
so we'll have
them.
Some answers for the next meeting.
Hopefully, all the comments will be addressed.
So, before. Like maybe a week before the meeting, at least, so that we have them.
No, it you can submit. I'm going to submit it. It must be submitted 10 days before.
Because also the meeting, it would be good.
If we could have it ahead of time so that we could go over it before the meeting.
Okay, sure.
As opposed to be given.
There you go.
And then it's like, okay. What do you want me to do with this pile?
So when do we want it? 10 days before it's good, or we want 12 days, 15, whatever?
At least 10 days?
I would say
at least 10 days. And then we could get copies of it.
Yeah.
So right, at least a week before the meeting.
And that will help you too, because if we've had a chance to all get on the same pages, literally, right, so there's less.
I think also giving 10 days once the letters are out.
Yes.
If any individual wants to come and pick up plans,
yeah.
It's going to be here in the office already.
Yes.
So when they send the letters out,
so when they send
mention
the
that the plans are available.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, that the plans are available for viewing.
Okay, so when, I guess, right?
Is that 10 days before?
No.
Oh,
when
do
you have to, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So we're good for next month?
We have to make a motion, I think.
Well, we will make a motion to have a public hearing for the next planning board meeting. Do I hear a motion for that?
Second.
Go ahead.
Second,
okay.
Okay. All agree? Okay.
Aye.
So you are set for a public hearing for the next planning board.
Thank you so much.
Which is, you have the date there in front of you. It's the third Thursday of
May.
That's around the 14th or something?
That is May 15th.
Thank you.
I made a motion. And then it was second, and it's unanimous. Okay, so we have any other, any old business that anyone has before we move to those one-page minutes? Any old business?
No.
Any ancient business? Before the beginning. You know, the beginning was not the beginning. Okay.
And in the beginning, God created.
Well, yeah.
The planning board.
Right. So this is a very brief planning board from December 11th. Present absences. The only item was the approval of the meeting schedule. The meeting will be held 7:30, third Thursday, TAC 1 week prior. So that's all was approved last time. Anybody have any comments? Or do
actually,
we?
Yes. Believe it or not.
Excellent.
There's just a little typo in there. Ellie was not there. I was. That's all.
Oh, very good.
It needs to be, just get it on the record. I don't know if it matters.
All right.
So that was, what, more treatment? Or?
Sorry about that.
What?
No worries.
But Ellie was there. No?
I wasn't there. No.
We look alike.
You weren't there?
I was there.
You were there. Ellie was there.
It was
there.
Us three.
Ellie, Mark, Mark Ellie. So it was me,
okay.
The chair, and Donna.
Okay.
Yeah, Ellie was...
Okay, so it doesn't... Oh, it says, Donna right there. So, all right. Very good. So we need to correct that?
I'll correct that.
And with the correction, do we... I'm glad you noticed that. Like we, you know, it's so easy to notice these things when it's one page.
Right.
Yes. We have a 20 page.
It was also a very memorable meeting. It was the shortest meeting ever. So.
It was. A first, I think that was. That was
well, look, it was closed at 7:47.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh yeah. That should go in the record in the village record books. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. So motion to approve the minutes.
Yeah, with that comment, okay. Yeah.
Second.
Okay, good. Minutes are approved. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you next month.
Yeah.
As a wrap.
Good to see you. Dan, I just want to make you aware, probably in the next week or so, I'm going to be sending a letter to the mayor resigning from the committee.
Thank you.
In June, I'm going to Florida to look at places, yes. And then I'll eventually, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We will miss you, but we'll see you at the next one.
Yes.
We will.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys next month.
Okay.
Did you see your movie? Is that what I heard? I heard like a rumbling.
I intend. I don't. I figured.
You didn't want to get a film.
You
want me to stop
it? To Florida and look at places. Because two of my three brothers are there. And most of my friends have moved. So, you know, there's really not much. But I was there last week.
It's a good
place.
Everybody,
you're a good idea.
It's
a
good idea. Whether or not I can
tolerate their summers, I don't know.
Well, anyway, good to see you.
Take
Donna,
care.
Donna, see you next month.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time in Florida.
I did not shut your phone off yet.
Oh, you didn't turn it off yet?
I just turned it off.